Welcome to the after show. It's the podcast here on warm1013.com. If you want to share it with your friends, we'd be very happy with it, all your different friends on your internets. So, heard from my son.
Yeah.
He hadn't called in a few days. I always sort of, you know, I know he's busy and he's doing stuff, and I always sort of just let it go. And I was going to say something, and I said, nah, let it go. He'll call. And he called yesterday.
Oh.
Just to say hello, and he's still, Christy, he's still traveling all over the country. I'll give you the quick rundown. He's been to Portland. He's been to D.C. He's been to Texas. He's going back to Portland two more times. He's going back to D.C. again.
I said,
when are you going to do your job? I mean, some of these things, all these things pretty much are for work, you know? And so they're, and it's like he's just, and like I told you, he turned down a trip to Barcelona because he didn't want to travel. He was tired of traveling. I would have turned down a trip to Portland, to be honest with you, and gone to Barcelona, but that's just me.
Right.
But what a gig. What a gig.
Yeah. You traveled a lot, didn't you?
I did in the 80s. We mostly bus trips. I mean, we did some.
You were his age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little older when I was with the band, and we were traveling
around on
the weekends. I was like early 30s. And we were traveling around, but a lot of them were bus trips, which were fun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we did a few airplane trips, like going out to Calgary, going to Los Angeles, going to Pasadena, things like that. But, I have no problem with what he's doing. It's just like it's a lot of work. It's a lot of traveling, you know? And he recorded his third album. Now, I don't know if anyone's ever going to hear these albums. And I want to hear it too. And he produced it over the last few days with a friend of his in Indianapolis. So I'm looking forward to hearing it. I tell people his music is a combination of surf rock and Game Boy, you know, video games.
Oh, that's funny.
Because it is. It sounds.
That should be a channel. Because I saw a channel, one of the channels the other day, Yacht Rock.
Yeah, Yacht Rock.
Like what?
Yeah, I know.
So surf rock, I like that.
Surf rock, I think, could, yeah. I mean, you know,
and Game Boy rock.
Game Boy, there's a lot of Game Boy sounds, or you know, video game sounds in.
Right,
his
I know what you mean.
So I'm looking, and that, at least for his first two albums. Well, the first album was a video game in his mind. So
okay.
And the second album sounded like that. Now he's got a third album, and again,
it's
I don't know.
It's like Marshmello. Guy that wears a marshmallow.
Oh, jeez. Why not?
Is your son Marshmallow?
That's right.
Start that rumor.
Him and Sia. Remember Sia? She puts the
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
And she can't see you because she's got the hair over her face. You know?
Is that why she's called Sia?
No, I don't know why she's
Sia.
That's what I said when I looked at her. I said, yeah, see ya.
You did not. Oh, that's funny.
But I'm interested in hearing it.
That'll be awesome.
Like. But it's fun because and he's coming into town. Now, on the 31st, I'm playing the Beachcomber with my band, and I'm going to send him a set list because I want him to learn a couple of tunes because I want him
perfect.
To sit in. Now, he plays keyboards. He's okay on drums. He's not great.
Yeah.
He plays guitar. Terrific. So keyboards and guitar. So I'm going to give you my guitar, and you're going to shred. So
that's awesome.
I'm going to give him my guitar and let him shred with
that's
us.
That's cool. My niece got her first job.
What's she doing?
She's a hostess.
Where?
What?
I think somewhere in Canada.
How old is she?
Right, how old?
15. You can hostess at 15. You cannot wait tables.
Wow.
She's 15.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know, right?
Oh, I was working by 14.
So was I, but they thought I was 15. We're not going to get into that. She's working. Legally.
That's
it's
good.
All good.
Well, it's funny. My father, because, you know, I was the third of three, right?
Yeah.
So when I was around 16, some of my friends were getting jobs. And I'll never forget this. My father was working out. He was cutting the lawn. And the lawnmower he had, my father would not get rid of this lawnmower. Every time he had to work a half hour to get it to start, I just kept saying, Dad, get rid of this thing. No, I can fix it. And he'd get it going. So one day I was giving him a really hard time, and he was sweating bullets and stuff. I went up to him. I said, Dad, I think I want to get a job. You know, I'm 16. All my buddies are getting jobs. And I remember it was a hot summer day, sweating. He looks up at me from the lawnmower. He goes, son, you're going to work your entire life. Why don't you wait a little while, be a kid a little bit longer?
Aww.
I said, fabulous. I told that story to my brothers, and they went, he didn't say that to us.
Right. Not only that, look what you are doing for your job.
Really, I know.
Did he know he was wrong.
He was wrong. I don't work.
You don't work at all.
I know.
I think she's going to be sadly disappointed, though, when she gets her first paycheck.
Right? Oh, yeah.
She's
oh, yeah.
been working all these hours and everything.
Yep.
And
what's FICA? That's the first question my daughter asked me she got her first paycheck. What's FICA?
What's all this taken out?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Kids don't know. They really don't.
No. They're... Well, when my daughter got her new job just a little while ago, she was trying to figure out what her take-home pay was going to be and how much she should take out for taxes. You know how much percentage you should take off for taxes, because you have to do that yourself now these days, apparently. And so she's figuring it out. And I said, Leslie, but, you know, it's not only that. You've got, you know, disability. You've got, Social Security, blah, blah, blah. So I said, you know, you're not going to know what your take-home pay is until you get your first paycheck. You know? I said, you know, figure out what your last job was, and you're making a little bit more money than you were there, so it's going to be around the same thing, maybe a little more. So she got that. But, yeah, they don't understand. I mean, I get it. I remember that first thing, too. When I got my first paycheck, I was working for, I think, the town of Gates. Get a paycheck, and I looked at it, and I went, what?
Yeah, that's how my sister even said. She goes, she's going to be very surprised and probably very disappointed when she gets that first check.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad but true.
It is what it is. So.
What was your first job, Nikki?
So my first, you know, of course I did babysitting when I was younger.
And
seeing the kids I babysat as full grown adults having their own kids, I'm like, what? Stop.
I can't believe people trusted me with their babies.
Exactly.
Oh, I was very responsible.
I was responsible, but I should not have been. I was too young when I was watching babies.
Oh.
What was your first job?
My first job, I was a secretary for this television show called Outdoor Encounters.
Wow.
It was taped up in Canada, and it was a fishing show.
And so you worked in Canada?
No, they had their U.S. office by my house, where I grew up, and that's where they would edit the show, and they do tapes on how to catch pike and all these different things.
That was your first job?
That was my first job. I was like a secretary, so I'd answer the phone for people who wanted to order the videos, and then I'd dub the videos, make
that's
the labels,
a cool job.
Send them out, put together lure packages and things.
I was schlepping fries and shakes and burgers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where at?
McDonald's.
Yeah, girl.
Girl, hey. You can do $15 an hour now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go work at McDonald's after I'm done with this.
Really?
I'm thinking.
Seriously.
It's okay.
I love clerking, by the way. I did also, I worked at Target at one point in high school. I love being a clerk, and I think I would like to be your checkout person after this whole TV thing is over.
Oh, there you go. Girl, I was the fastest in the drive-thru. They always put me as the food runner because I could get those orders right out.
Yeah, girl.
Fast.
Love it.
Do you remember your first, my first radio gig? My take-home pay was $88.
Dude, I did mine for free.
Well,
and it was overnights.
Yeah. Well, I was doing overnights down in Elmira, and where I was also the other part of the job, you had to be the cameraman for their 11 o'clock news.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. It was just hilarious because they had these old cameras that were the size of football fields.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. And the zoom was broken on one, so you had to really push to get the zoom to go, you know, and so obviously almost every night you'd be pushing really hard. The director would be in my ear, Tony, zoom in, zoom. I'm trying. All of a sudden, zoom, and it the people at home would probably freak out.
A fast zoom.
Yeah,
it's
right
Fox
to the
News now.
Right to the nose of the guy, right? But yeah, so it was overnights and the cameraman. It was just the silliest thing. But and my take-home pay was $88.
Yeah, I don't remember mine.
My first radio job, it was totally it was like an internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was working weekends, overnights, and the night that Princess Diana died,
oh, God, really?
I was working.
Oh, wow.
So you know, I'm really just a teenager.
Yeah.
And this big, huge news happened. Yeah. It was crazy.
My last night in Elmira was the night that Freddie Prinze died. Now, you guys know Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's the only one I know.
Okay, his father had a TV show called Chico and the Man, and he was a stand-up comedian. He was hilarious. He was only 22, and he committed suicide. He was depressed.
What?
He was depressed. Yeah, he suffered from depression. And I felt so terrible because he was my age.
He's only 22?
He was 22, and I was 21 working in Elmira, New York, doing overnights, and he was doing Vegas. And I'm thinking, my God. Depression must be, how do you got the world by the short ones.
And he was so handsome.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. His father was a cool guy.
Wow.
But yeah, so, yeah, and obviously the Freddie Prinze Jr. was just a baby when that happened. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'll never forget that.
His dad was born the same year as my dad, 1954, and he died in 77.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was sad. I all night long, Freddie Prinze is clinging to life, and I'm holding out, and then at 6 o'clock, because we had NBC News on the hour. At 6 o'clock, he announced he passed away, and that was my last. Oh, God, I feel terrible. But I always think of when I see Freddie Prinze Jr., think of my last night in Elmira.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm working in Elmira. He's working in Vegas, and he commits suicide. I thought that must, you know, that's something you obviously, you can't help. It's you know, back then especially, there wasn't a lot of treatment, you know. But yeah, anyway, I didn't mean to bring you down. I just thought that was an interesting thing.
Yeah, but, wow.
But first jobs are always fun. I mean, I did a paper route. I did the Times Union, which was the afternoon paper here until that folded because I didn't want to get up in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And then I worked at a tuxedo shop, AJ's Tux Shop.
Oh, I worked at an appliance store. I just did like the cashier kind of stuff. Yeah. But, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
In fact, Circuit City is no longer around.
No.
Because right? Jason always goes, I think he confuses like Best Buy with Circuit City.
Yeah.
So he's like, we got to go to Circuit City. He's such a dad now. Like, he gets everything
wrong. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it doesn't exist.
I got to go to Best Buy today. You just reminded me. I got to write that down.
Oh, what do you got to get?
I'm getting an antenna for my house.
Why don't you pick up a new phone for yourself?
I don't want to do that. I'm getting a house antenna.
Why?
Because where I live, I only get channel 8.
I thought you already had
we
one.
Need to fix that, Tony.
I don't get channel 10, and I don't get 13. I get all the channel 21s.
I thought you had one, though.
No, I don't. Hmm. I put one up, but just in the house. But this is going to go on my roof.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
Like big old school ones?
No, they're so cool these days. They look like something out of Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and you're going to install this yourself?
Hell no, girl. I'm not climbing up on no roof.
I was like, who is
Come
doing
on,
this
you
job?
Need my man for that?
I'm paying a guy for that. Yes. I don't do work. I call a guy.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
See, if you would invite Nikki and I over, we could bring our husbands, and the two of them could do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Jason doesn't even need a ladder.
I know. So we'll figure out what happens here. But I want to get the local channels because I don't have cable because I've got all the other streaming services and all that's on cable is reruns. So who wants to watch that?
No, Bravo, Real Housewives.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I hear about the shows you're binge watching. Don't act like you're any better than me.
Oh, they're way better than me.
Wait, what are you watching now? Anything new?
Trying to think if there's anything. Oh, well, you don't get Apple Plus, do you?
No.
There's a really, I forgot what it was already. What Schmigadoon? It's if you're a fan of Broadway, well, this makes fun of it and it's fabulous.
I saw, they had them on the Today Show.
Yeah, Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live and Keegan Michael Key. It's the funniest show, and they're terrific in it. And what's best about it is the way they do all the show tunes and just mock them so perfectly. I mean,
that's great.
And my wife who loves show tunes and Broadway, she gets such a kick out of it. It's hilarious. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Did you ever watch Yellowstone with Kevin?
Yes.
Hunter? So I'm watching that one. It is nuts.
It's good. It's a good
How
show.
How are you watching it? What do you have to have? Paramount Plus?
Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh my gosh, it's insane.
It's a good show.
I was like, I never want to be a rancher. Oh my gosh.
I love Kevin Costner too.
He's good.
He's like
one
of my favorites.
Yeah, he's really good in this.
He's still got it.
Yeah, hey, dog.
He's a little paunchy though.
Oh yeah.
He's a little paunchy.
He had a scene, if you know what I mean. I was like, okay, I did not need to see that.
Yeah, oh, he shouldn't be taking off his shirt at this point. Yeah, I met him once. He's very short too.
Really?
At Disney World, some big thing, media thing we were doing, and I literally bumped into him. I mean, I didn't know it was him until I looked down and saw who it was, and oh my God, I just bumped into Kevin Costner.
Like, and, how little?
Well, he's not little. I mean, I was 6'3 at the time.
Okay. He's
6'1. He's not
one.
Short.
Well, he's shorter now, but he just seemed so short to me.
My God.
He really did.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he's lying on his
height.
He
probably is.
Yeah. All right. They let him do. The Rock, I just found out this morning. The Rock, I didn't know this. He's 6'5".
Both ways.
Because he's
from shoulder to shoulder,
Tony,
too.
What length are you talking about here?
He's just a monster.
He's huge.
And he wears On running shoes.
Oh, really?
With the company my son wears.
Oh, wonderful.
For. He wore them on the Super Bowl, which they didn't pay him. He just wore them.
Oh, what size, Tony? Do you know?
I don't know, buddy, but I'm going to guess if he's a man like me, at least size 15. You know what they say, big shoes, big feet, big shoes.
That's right.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
Oh, my goodness.
All righty. That's enough for this.
Yep.
Share with your friends, please. Listen to us tomorrow morning, please. Warm on 101.3. Bye for now, please.
Bye.